please if you accept it. Though a god in the forest, what can be done? No touch, no glass, no glass, no vessel, nothing. What all you have to give, you have to give it all. Now, if it is a forest, there are so many people, but the stones are there, no seat. You must sit on the leaves. The leaves that drop down from the tree, they will be awesome to you. You have to sleep also that. This is the forest. But now this is not the forest. The development of science brings you from far of the world to one hemisphere to another hemisphere. This is Eastern Hemisphere, but it is Western Hemisphere. From North Pole and South Pole, they combine. In those days, in a forest life, nothing is available, forest life. What can they give? They doesn't know how to crawl. God may have a little man and woman bird, no glass. And in the forest, Rama used to live for 14 years. The father, Dasaratha Maharaja, he promised two boons to his wife, Kaikeyi. And when Kaikeyi heard that Rama, the son of Kausalya, three queens are there. So Kausalya, son is Rama. Rama must rule the country, sit upon the throne, and said that my boy Bharata will remain you. Now he promised him, Dasaratha Maharaja promised two boons. I will ask those boons. What is it? Rama should go to forest for 14 years. Those 14 years, Bharata, my son, will sit upon the throne. When father heard, you ask for my life, I will die. Yes. Now hearing this, he fell on the ground. No, that's it, Maharaj. Gone. Now, his son, Bharata, was not there. He has gone to his grandfather's house, little away. He never heard about Dasaratha Maharaja. Now he has come. When he has come here, then they told, Bharata, Bharata, you will be the king of Ayodhya. For 14 years, Rama will go to the forest. My elder brother, who is eligible to sit on the throne, he should sit on the throne. I will never sit. Never accept it. And Rama, Lakshmana, his brother, and Sita, wife, three. they have left in the forest. And there they are residing in Chitrakuta. Chitrakuta is the forest. They are there. So when they, you never follow because you don't understand. People don't understand.
Chitra's lake.
You should tell them. And now, Bharata met many of the public prominent people who went to Chitrakuta and requested, Rama, you are the legitimate authority of the throne, of the throne, not I. I will never sit, I don't want. Who should come and take this? Then he asked, who has authorized you to become the king for 14 years? Because you are a father, Dasaratha Maharaja. Father has asked me to go to forest 14 years. Father has asked you to sit on the throne for 14 years. Then you obey your father. Then Bharata said, yes, I obey. Now it cannot be cancelled. Order. Because Dasaratha Maharaja is not there. He has passed. Who will cancel the order? He ordered that you should sit on the throne 14 years, Rama should go to on 14 years. Now who will order? Cancel? No one can cancel the order. You must only sit. But I said, I will never. If you go, I will die. Then Rama said, no. Anyhow, you have to stay for 10 years. Whether you sit on the floor or not. All right. When you order me, I will place your sandals on the throne. Sandals on the throne. And I will sit on the bottom and rule the country. You were in the forest, no food. No place to sleep, no food. And I also being a king, I made a king. But I will eat what you eat. The fruits or the leaves, those should be my food. I will never shave. Jaga. Like Rama for 14 years. Not saved. I will not save. And 14 years complete, he should come to Ayodhya from Lanka in one night. The Ganad was, so Indra gave his aeroplane and he sat on it. Rama, Lakshmana, Sita and other devotees, all them said, early in the morning, they saw Bharata. They met each other, Bharata, I have kept your promise. I have come here 14 years complete. When I'm 14 years complete, I am here. Yes, I am very glad. Now, this is the respect given to Rama, the Lord. Though Rama was the Lord, he has to undergo forest life. No food, never even cook one. No building for them. And rain, some cut, leaves. To sit under them. Because there should be a park like. The Maharaja can bring some money and there he can construct a hut, there he can bring some food, bring some bread, and there can be them. No, no, he said, no. As Rama, my elder brother, my life, has gone to the forest. I will sit in and sleep. No, I will never. I will do my duty. I will carry the duty of my father. After I will follow down. So Rama's order. So Rama was for 14 years, not one day, 2 days. 14 years, like a beast life. Rainy season, every rainy season, water will be pouring out. So they have to live there without food, without food. Whatever they get, fruits and the roots and the bark, these are the foods. Yes. It is the devotion. The Lakshmana did. Lakshmana for 14 years, he was not sleeping. He was waking night. They were gathered their food. And he was not given food. Rama never said that you eat this. Never. And whatever he gets, it will survive 14 years. Unless he cannot kill Indrajita, the son of Ravana. Nobody can defeat him. Only Lakshmana defeats him. Because that is strictness, truthfulness. That he would kill. Even the Lama cannot kill. So, Rama's life, very suffering, suffering life. No enjoyment. No eating. No, ordinary person can enjoy, but he never enjoys. When returned to Ajodhya, there, of course, he became the king. Not only he, five brothers. All these five brothers, they sat in Bhishmasana and they have performed the ceremony of installation because he should be installed by the public and great rishis must come and ceremony must be performed. So they performed the ceremony. It's just a forest life is so difficult. But happily they went. They from there, they went to another forest where Ramachandra lost her wife because Ravana, when Ravana's sister Surpanakha came here to Rama and Lakshmana and she wanted to marry Rama. Rama said, I have wife, but Lakshmana have no wife, you can ask. So I went to Lakshmana. Lakshmana cut his nose, Surpanakha. Her name is Surpanakha. And thereby she returned back with grudge. And he informed this to Ravana. A good king family and Queen Sita, very beautiful. He is worthy to be, she is worthy to be your wife. And I, being your sister, I tell you, go bring her under Sita. So Ravana asked someone, Bhiman, that you carry my order and go, round the hut where Rama Lakshmana are staying with Sita. The deal, fine deal. Dear Yuna, and when the deed was roaming around, Sita said, very beautiful deed. It is like golden deed. Then Rama said, no golden deed. It is not deed. It has come to harm us all. I will kill it. Now, that fellow who became the deed, it was told beforehand that when Lakshmana will be alone there, and you could take away Rama all far away, and while dying, you say, Rama, Lakshmana, helpless, I am helpless. Now here, Sita told Lakshmana, Lakshmana, Rama is in danger. You please go and save him. Mother, there will be no danger to Rama. No danger to Rama. You don't fear. No, no. You have some desire. Yes. You want to enjoy me? Then he could not be able to tolerate these words and said, I mark you, mark one, two, three. You should not cross these three lines. Ravana came as a sadhu. Bhavati bhikshaam dehi, mother, and I read some fruits. And Sita, that is the forest. How a sadhu has come and asking alms. Seek. You are the first. He never crossed those lines, because he knows the danger. If he will cross, he will be killed. So he never crossed. Sita only crossed, because he doesn't come to the office. He will live away, and he must come. Sita should not go. But Sita thought, he is not coming. So seek after one line, two line, three lines. Then he crossed three lines, Ravana caught hold of her and put her. Because they are all, demons. They are very strong, very strong. Now, Sita was carried away to Lanka, about 3,000 or 4,000 kilometers from there. Now Rama and Lakshmana killing the deed, they return. They saw in the hut, nobody knows Sita. What happened about Sita? Then Lakshmana said, I know the danger will be today, and I have given 3 marks. Should not cross. He cannot come and touch her here. She could not able to control herself. And she forgot my oath. She herself crossed the 3 lines and touched Rama and gave that fruit. And Rama took the fruit, took hand, and Ravana had gone away. But where did she go? Which is his place? Nobody knows. While Ravana taking Sita was flying in his aeroplane, and there a bird, very big bird, it was fighting Ravana. But Ravana's strength very strong. The wings were cut off. Then that fell down on the ground. And there, seeing this bird, with no wings, Sita was crying, and Ravana was forcibly taking her and he saw it. And he wanted to speak, he spoke, but Ravana never cared for him. There Sita, her ornaments were thrown, so that this Brahmana is going to come in search of me. They will see my ornament. Ravana has taken your demon. He's in south for the race from here. He came in a jet plane. Now, what can you do now? Then I thought my wings were cut off. These are the ornaments. You will see and check. Then Rama asked Lakshmana, Lakshmana, please find out whose ornaments are these. Then she said, I don't know any ornaments. The face and the chest, only we are left. That ornament, Sita, I know. Because I was only serving. I have never saw her face. Not dead. Never saw. What ornament she wear? I don't know. Only Lakshmana said, these ornaments, legs are good. I was. They went offer my prostrations. I can't believe. Mother, she is my mother. I did not understand to whom these belong. So now it is definite that Ravana was taken by Sita. Ravana took the Sita to Lanka. Where is that Lanka? People do not know that. Now, there were many monkeys. All the monkeys wanted to support Rama. And they came very much. They were all weeping for Rama. And now they say, we will help you. And among them, they said, who will cross the ocean and get the information of Sita? Nobody. Nobody could. Dare enough to cross the ocean. Only Hanuman said, I will go. So, one is now repeating, Rama! He became very big, very big body, and flight in the sky. On the way there were so many Lankini, so many seas, demons, and Hanuman killed them. That woman took her into her stomach, devoured
it.
But now Hanuman became small, flyless, and came out. Killed that demon. There was all fight in the sky. Sky fighting, aeroplane fighting. No aeroplane fighting you find now here. Now, he went in the night. He became a fly, smaller than the fly. And this is the inner apartments of Ravana, where Ravana has Queen Mandodari and others sleeping night, 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. He went and saw everyone. Sita is not here. No. We are all black. Sita was not black. We are very fair. Very fair looking young lady. No, Sita is not here. Then he went away from that and sat outside. Early in the morning, he went to Ashoka, one of the park where Ashoka trees are there. In that tree he sat and saw under that tree Sita
eating.
Then he thought, she must be Sita. She is being protected. All these demons, the watchers are there, female watchers. He could realize that she is Sita. So they are sitting there and talking slowly, repeating the glories of Rama. It was held by only Sita, none else. Then Sita saw upwards, who is that? Speaking the tone of a human being. In Lankapuri we don't see anybody. All are the men. Then he dropped that ring. She, Sita gave that money, gem, it is an ornament, and when it was dropped, Then Sita sa, yes, this is my job. My job. Definitely, what he said is true. He is coming from Rama. There are so many monkeys. These demons also, and then the form of a monkey. How can I believe? Then he was talking, Hanuman. I am Hanuman. I have come in search of you. And I have seen all the apartments in, inside and outside. Nowhere I could see you. Now you are in the Ashoka Vana. Now I thought definitely you are Sita. You accepted my proposal. Now I will go away. And then see Rama's sitting. And how can I believe you? That is God. You, nobody could see except Sita. Very whole. Out of the building and bottom. However, you are. Then, Sita was hopeful that now she will be saved. Then he told Hanuman, that when they war, in the war we will kill Ravana and the family, whole of Lanka, the golden Lanka will be destroyed. No, do it. But if they know this, they will kill me first. Nobody can kill you, mother. You will be safe. I will go. So I was going. All these people, demons, saw Sita there. And there, see, monkey is there. Where from this monkey has come? Very big monkey. Tail is very long. Now they wanted to kill that monkey by tying clocks huge like a mountain plus around the tail of this monkey and oil tape like they thought he will be killed. The light, the flames, fire will kill. Monkey will be killed. But that monkey became very, very big. Very big. And he was roaming throughout the city. Wherever he goes, fire is there. Fire now traveled throughout the city. And then they caught hold of him. Now said, who are you? Where from you have come? Yes. I will tell you, but you must give me a top asana. You are sitting on the top. Down on the low, sitting. What can I tell? You give me asana. Then they could not help. The tail was the tail. Round. And they sat near Ravana. Yes, I will talk now. Oh. Why you have come? You have taken Sita. The wife of Ramachandra, you have done a great mistake. Now that offense will destroy you and your family and all this Lanka city will be ruined. Then Ravana cannot talk to him loser. Where did you come from? I come from Kiskindha. Where my master Rama is there. They were sent to forest life for 14 years. Now 13 years passed. 1 year more. Now there will be a war.
Will you come?
The army. What army? Monkey army. Arrange the monkeys who will snatch. Yeah. Ramana thought, oh no, you cannot. Then I will bring Rama, Mahima Rama with all the pork, the army. How can you cross this ocean? Will make a bridge. On the bridge, the bridge floating. How can it float? You see. So saying, went away. And there, the mother, the monkey's king, Bali and Sugriva. And Sugriva killed his Bali's wife and Bali's. Bali, then he said, I will help. Sugriva said, our army, monkey army will help you. And they came up to help. And all of them came at the shore of the sea. Then Brahma fasted and prayed the ocean. You see, I am without Sita now, and unless you help us, I will burn whole of the ocean. The whole of the ocean will be burned. Because ocean, beyond that ocean he, and how can you cause oil? You must give us. When he prayed, the God came, their God came. Why request you to have a bridge, floating bridge? And how can we? All the monkeys will bring stones. Nala will write on it, Rama. And leave that stone on the water floating. It will float. And above it will become so strong. They are carrying mountains upon their head, they are bringing their monkeys. No harm was done. It was not drowned. They crossed with it and entered into Lanka. Now Ramana was helpless. What to do? War started. Gradually, Ravana sent his boys and his brother, Indrajita, his son, and his brother Kumbhakarna, and other brother, younger brother. He said, Rama, Ravana's brother, don't fight with Rama. He is the Supreme God. He will be ruined. Whole family will be ruined. Don't do this. You follow, you go. And surrender to him. I am not the person to surrender. There will be a war.
Savjetnici od Ravana rekli su, nemoj se boriti, on je svevišnji Bog, bolje se predaj njemu, bolje ćeš proći. On je rekao, ne,
in the war, all finish, Lanka become clear. Now clear. It is the day of 14th year, last day, 14th For 10 years it will be in the bar. Now 14 years, today night it will become. Now early in the morning, you must read Chaturtha as the promise. To whom Bharata, I will come. Sunrise, at the time of sunrise of the last day, I will be. And Bharata was happy. And then they enjoyed the incarnation ceremony. All the deities came down, and all the people were very glad that Rama had come. This is how Ramayana, I told you the Ramayana, the big volume, Ramayana and Mahabharata. Rama's glory was mentioned there. And the same Sita, protected by Ravana's relative, and she became the Maharani Victoria. Maharani Victoria. because Maharani Victoria reigned for 60 years. No lady could be king for 60 years, continuous. 60 years. The queen, a lady reigned 60 years, not a man. It is only due to the service of Sita, and that demon could become Maharani by her blessing. Now Ramayana, I have told you, Ramana, many of you must not have understood. You can tell the story. Now every house, they read Ramayana, Mahabharata, and Srimad Bhagavata, amid Rama's glories. And Bhagavata, Krishna's glory. The same Rama Lakshana became Krishna Balaram. Lakshana, for 14 years, no food. She served Sita and Rama. Whatever food he used to bring from the forest, it was offered. And the remnant, Rama never told that you eat this. Remember. So he did not stay without food. He was staying without sleep. He was staying. Unless he cannot kill Indrajita. He killed Indrajita. Rama could. So it is how goes Ramayana Katha. So all are, you will be happy, all of you, to hear Ramayana. In this forest country, who will tell you about Rama? Rama has ordered us to come here and tell you. You can explain it to all. See, when the Mohammedan king, Aurangzeb, ruled this country, India, his brothers, he killed three elder brothers to become, to sit on the throne of Delhi. And they become. But Rama was not anxious for the throne. Though he was not ordered by father to go to forest, he said, the day of incarnation, he came to father and take his blessing. And the ceremony, next ceremony will be done. When buried Dasaratha in the house of Kaikeyi, the queen, second queen, And now, Kaikeyi told, Rama, you are truthful. Now, two boons he promised me, and I asked those two. One boon is, Rama should go to the forest for 14 years. 14. 10 plus 4. Been 14 years, my son Bharata must sit on the throne. Then Dasartha then heard, after my life, he fell down, life gone. Now according to it, Dasaratha ordered, he should go 14 years, but he never accepted the throne. He put the sandals of Rama on the throne and did the duty of a king. But food, as Rama taken in the forest, he also in the city, also brings him, taking godhuma, wheat boiled in near, because he just was present in the forest, and following strict renunciation. Aurangzeb to become sit on the Delhi throne, he killed his elder brother, so that the throne may not be occupied by them. But here, now Rama says, yeah, I will. Dropping face, where he comes to take an incarnation there, he will be. Perform that day here that he has got to fall. Because it is the will of the law. The truthfulness of man and Rama, but not in Aurangzeb. This is the land, India is such a land. Full of sacrifice. They never want to enjoy the property of others. You can explain it to all of them in your language so that they can
understand.
I can explain the story of Ramayana. I told you in half an hour or 1 hour. Very glad. Unless you come here, unless I come here, very decadent to meet you. I met you. And that story has come to my mind. Rama's first life. Now it is a forest here. Now gradually science developed. The forest. Now population increased. Many people come in, mixed population. Hare Krishna. Now there will be advertised. Now you can start sankirtan for half an hour. Then after that. I can remember, you can remember the life of Rama. Oh, he's terrible, he's elder. Very good.
Can we ask some questions?
No question to Vishnu only. I'll only hear him from what passing to hear only.
I am deaf.
जय श्री गुरुदेव की जय। प्रभु प्रभा पूरी गोसाई महाराज की जय।